The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Wild 94.9, Bay's number one hit music station, The JV Show on a Friday. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
I'm Jess.
And
hi, Chidi.
Oh, look at Chidi getting in just in the nick of time.
Chidi texts us that she's had a morning.
And she said ETA 6:08. And I was like, that's going to be cut just a teensy bit close. I didn't text that back because like I don't respond to texts.
Yeah,
but I read the text. And I was like, yeah, she's going to be cutting it a little teensy bit close.
All right. She made it. Before we get to Chidi, don't forget we have your crazy cash on standby. That's your chance to win $1,000, you guys. First, the first talk back of the day.
Yo, good morning, JV Show. It's your boy, Nobody Special, a.k.a. Steve from Oakland. Yo, happy Friday, y'all. Hey, it's Chug Will Day. Hey, also, for What the Bleep game, I'm coming for that chug mug, yo. I'm coming for it today. Today's going to be my day.
I'm not getting that vibe. Are you?
You're not?
No.
I'm manifesting it for him. Come on.
I'm just not getting that vibe that it's going to be him.
He's one of our faves.
And I know that. I'm not saying he's not.
For a win. Give the man his chug mug.
I just don't think today is the day he wins.
Ouch. Haters.
But we'll see. 7:05 every morning we play What the Bleep. Hi, Cheats.
Good morning.
Do you want to elaborate on the morning you've had or do you want to get straight to Cheaty's tweets?
It's just been a morning. I lost my wallet. Didn't find out till I went to the gas station. The gas station didn't have Apple Pay, so I had to go all the way back home.
Oh, my God.
Found my wallet on the floor. Then
oh,
it was on the floor that entire time, that pesky floor.
On the road.
What places don't?
Well, yeah, because I was walking to my car. I guess it fell.
Oh. Like, what places don't have, like, touch pay at this point?
I know.
I hate that. Don't bother going to Walmart. They don't have it.
Really? Yeah.
Still.
Yikes.
And then, yeah, some gas stations don't either. And I never carry physical cards.
I carry physical cards, but I still am annoyed at the pumps where you actually have to insert the card. Like, what are we doing? They make the ones that you just tap. Like,
get with it.
Come on.
Why you guys are living on the edge, though? I don't know. I wouldn't feel good not carrying a card at all.
I always carry a card. Yeah, Selena does that.
I never do.
I don't know how you live like that.
Yeah, just live. Just live in life.
Just live in life.
All right. Fridays, we do something called Chidi's Tweets. Chidi tweets a lot. So Graham does a dramatic reading.
I want to go to Costa Rica, Puerto Rico, Jamaica, Bahamas, and Ireland.
Wait, one of those does not belong.
One of those things is not like the other. You had me up until Ireland. I mean, I actually do want to go to Ireland, but like all those other ones sound a lot better.
Yeah, they do. But I don't know. Something about Ireland, I just really wanted to go and explore.
Why?
You like drinking Guinness?
I don't, but...
You like cold, foggy, misty weather?
You know...
Irishmen?
Yeah, red hair.
Well, okay, so my grandpa's actually
Irish. Thing
for
freckles?
I have a little Irish in me, so I just wanted to explore.
You want a little bit more.
Oh, yeah, relax.
She's got a little in her, but she wants a lot more. All right, we can set that up. Wait, is this in any particular order? Costa Rica, Puerto Rico, Jamaica, Bahamas, and then Ireland? Or you just is this just a ramble thought?
Ramble thought, but I would like to go to Costa Rica first.
Okay, so Costa Rica is number one on the list. What draws you there?
I don't know. It's just, I guess, I already been to, like, some Caribbean islands, so I want to try something else.
All right.
And it looks cute. Like, I like the scenery over there.
Got it. I don't know.
For the vibes.
Just
the
vacation vibes, Graham.
Just like
vibes.
Stuff you've seen on Instagram, and you're like, oh my God.
Yeah.
It's awesome. Cool. And just like that, I'm never watching Love Island again.
Why?
You're their number one super fan.
I was, but this season was crazy. It's just like people were getting sent home.
That's the point of the show.
No, but like for other reasons. And it was just, the drama was just crazy.
And it was too much for you? You're overwhelmed?
Yeah. It's just not how I wanted it to turn out. Like, I feel like past seasons were a lot better. This one was just like a show. Like, it was not.
Because you're more of an OG listener,
right?
Oh,
yeah. You watched the other ones.
Yeah. So this one was like nothing that happened previously happened this time. It was just all over the place, I feel like.
Mm. And maybe OG viewer, because I don't know, do you sit and listen to the show?
Love is blind.
That's a different show.
Yeah, yeah.
You're just listening. This is Love Island. Chidi, do you think you're actually never going to watch the show again?
No, I might watch it next season, but I'm not going to be like, you know.
I knew it.
Yeah.
She's addicted.
All right.
Half her Twitter timeline is all tweets about Love Island.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Time for...
The four things you need a heads up on to start your day.
All right, the biggest thing happening right now, the only thing you need to know right now is about this stoppage on the Altamont Pass. All lanes are blocked, you guys. 580 westbound. Every single lane blocked because of a big rig fire, and there's almonds all over the place. So everything is completely stopped from 205. Again, Altamont Pass closed westbound.
I like Jess is like,
not almonds.
There's almonds on the road. Were you, like, worried about the well-being of the almonds or, like, just the sheer mess of it all?
No, like, the freeness of it all.
Oh,
like,
free almonds.
Yeah, free almonds. Yeah.
Get your almonds.
Nothing better than picking up some free road nuts. Yep. Right, the second half of the San Francisco Giants season gets underway today following a few days off for the All-Star break. The team is on the road for a three-game series in Toronto against the Blue Jays. Giants are currently in third place in the NL West, six games back of the first-place Dodgers, so they need to be winning as many of these series as they can to avoid slipping farther behind. First pitch today is at 4:07.
Oh, man.
Some morning clouds will be followed by sunshine today. Highs will be in the mid-70s to low 80s with winds at around 15 to 20 miles per hour. Temperatures will remain pretty consistent throughout the weekend as well. Hey, Aquarius besties.
Hey.
Your day today is going to be a 7. Someone you think you know on social media is not being fully honest with you. Make sure you are using common sense this weekend because you may get presented with an opportunity from them. If something seems too good to be true, it likely is.
Someone's getting played. Grandma, you just over there eating a donut?
Yeah, there's some.
We're on the air.
You guys are some in the break room. And I didn't have to do the horoscope today because Judy's here. So I was like, what better time than to fire into this maple fashion?
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
The JV Show on a Friday. Ooh, woo, woo. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
I'm Jess.
And I'm Chidi.
Good morning, JV Morning Show family. This is Dr. Buddy Lee out of Nashville, Tennessee. I just want to say good morning to everybody listening and good morning to you all. Hope you have a great day.
He's the one that has a little thing for Chidi, right?
I think he does.
Yeah.
I think there's something behind that,
his voice.
That good morning. He's got an extra little twinkle today. Yeah. Just a little.
He doesn't always leave a good morning talk back, but on Fridays and Chidi's here.
Oh, yeah.
Puts in that extra effort.
JV Show number one in Nashville, by the way. Just checked, so.
Thank you. Dr. Buddy Lee. All right, Graham?
All right, the Sheriff's Department in Boise telling the public to be on the lookout for a male suspect in Ada County. This guy's reportedly been involved in several incidents where women have been slapped on the buttocks. He apparently rides on what they're calling a peg-style electric dirt bike. I don't know what that means. He's described as a white male, generally wearing darker clothing, often all black, and gloves, and then he wears a ski mask that they say represents the Call of Duty ghost skull. I'm not quite sure of that, but this guy looks a little scary and a little intimidating in the video, but he rides by on his electric dirt bike and has been slapping women on the buttocks. I have named him the Boise Butt Slapper, of course.
Yes. Right.
But I wanted to ask you, ladies, because we hear about these types of pervs from time to time, and I wanted to know if you had a plan in place for if you were out in public and you were the victim of somebody like the Boise Butt Slapper or the Cal Poly Butt Sniffer, the Pomona Pincher or the Grand Rapids Groper or the Philadelphia Fondler or the Santa Fe Spanker or the Green Bay Grabber. And then the Santa Clara Foot Tickler. I can't remember.
Do I have a plan?
Yeah, like what would you do?
No. I've always thought about maybe I should carry around like some pepper spray or something or something like that. But I feel like, well, two things. One, I feel like if something were to happen that would, like if there were ever an instance where I should use it, I would probably panic and not. And second, I'm so, I don't know if clumsy is the right word, but I feel like I would set it off by accident on myself. Yeah, so I don't feel comfortable having it around me.
Jess, do you carry any sort of pepper spray?
I used to.
Loud whistle thing or something? Or like, what would you do if the Boise Butt Slapper rode up and slapped you?
Do people have whistles?
Well,
yeah, you've never heard of those things? There's a, there are, I don't want to say the word, but let's say a sexual assault whistle.
Mm-hmm. Whoa.
You've never heard of those?
No.
It's a thing.
I think if I'm wearing heels, take one of my heels off and throw it at them. Because I'm assuming the person's running away.
What the hell is that?
They're on an electric dirt bike. Oh. He's gone.
Okay. Well, then there's nothing I can do, is there?
And how often are you on a walking trail in heels?
In heels. You'd be surprised.
I think people would think you're out there working. The butt slap might be warranted. At Chidi, do you carry some mace or pepper spray or anything? Or like a collapsible nightstick or something that you could hit an assailant with? Anything?
No.
Wow, you guys are all easy targets.
Just living life on the edge.
I know, we are. On the butt slapping thing, do you guys ever slap butts?
Yeah, my fiance's butt.
When I get drunk. I don't know why.
You become a butt slapper?
Yes, oh I slap gosh. Butts. Not everybody's, though.
The Hayward butt slapper.
The Hayward butt slapper.
Yes. Yes. Wait, so whose butts qualify?
Female suspect seen wearing all black, black hoodie, black leggings, and black Crocs.
So far, it's only been like my, you know, my female friends, my sisters, my mom. Oh,
a lot of victims.
A lot of victims. But like every once in a while, like I'll slap someone's butt who I don't really know, like fully like that. I'm like, oh my God, like how is this person going to react? But then they're like, oh my God, it's so fun. It's so funny.
Oh, it's so funny. It stings
a
little bit.
Oh, I guess
it does. Thanks, girly.
Oh my God.
Thanks, butt slapping girly.
And my husband, of course.
See, that's a, isn't it? Interesting how society we treat that differently, because if I had told that story, I just go around slapping women's butts, you guys would be like, what? No, HR. But when Selena does, it's like, hey, girly. Giggle, giggle. Slap my butt.
Are you talking about
like a real hard slap? Like, make a sound? Or are you just talking about like a good game? Like a good game pat?
No, like hard.
Oh.
Oh, hard. Wait.
And like so- you swing your arm back and...
For my sisters, yes. And my husband.
But we're talking
about... And my husband's always ends in a grab. Like, it's slap, grab, and then let go. He hates when I do that in public. I do his not drunk.
The look on Selena's face during the grab portion of that. There's a lot of energy behind that. Jeez. Jess, Chidi, any interest?
Interest in...
Getting slapped, butt slapped by Selena.
Oh, no, thank you. I'm okay.
Butt slap grab?
No, definitely not. Right. Definitely not.
Just throwing it out there. Selena looks very excited about it.
Grab, any interest?
I don't have a butt to slap.
That's right.
Come on, I got two hands, you guys. I got two hands. So any takers, you just let me know.
Stay away.
She's over here stretching, warming up.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Happy Friday. We were just talking about, what did you name him? The Boise butt slapper.
In a long line of, you know, male assault suspects like the Philadelphia Fondler, the Pomona Pincher, the Cal Poly butt sniffer, the Grand Rapids groper, the Santa Fe spanker, or the Green Bay grabber.
And you did ask, you know, what do you guys have? You know, if you ever found yourself in an instance where someone, you know, a rando slapping your butt, or I mean, God forbid, doing much worse, and nothing. We don't have pepper spray. We don't have anything.
Nothing.
Hey guys, I just wanted to make a comment about something to carry to keep you safe. Pepper spray, obviously, if it's windy or if you're clumsy, you could get it on yourself. But they have these really strong flashlights that if you flash somebody, they would basically go blind for a few seconds, and you could definitely get away. Maybe check them out.
Oh,
how about that? Okay. A really bright flashlight.
But again, I feel like I would accidentally flash myself.
Well, at that point, then there's just, nothing that will help you.
Please don't flash us.
Yeah. Hey, when I was doing that back in my day, I got nothing but compliments.
Got it.
That was before the kids, though.
Wouldn't you be worried? Speaking of kids, wouldn't you be worried if you had... Like, if I had pepper spray, for example, I'd be worried the kids would figure out how to unleash it. You know, they'd be playing around, like, what is this? Psh, the thing goes off. Same thing with the world's brightest flashlight, because anytime my kids find a flashlight, they point it right at their eyes and turn it on, and the same thing would happen, and then they'd go blind.
That's
also
so true.
I picture it being a really big flashlight, and I don't want to be carrying that around.
Yeah, is it maybe it's like a keychain?
I would hope so, because half the time, women's clothes don't even have pockets.
That's true.
I'm assuming it's something small.
Well.
And, like, easily accessible.
You guys need to figure out something to be better
prepared.
Look
it up on Amazon. All right, Jess, I know you have something you want to talk about. Before we get to that, really quick, I found this article about a 22-year-old Brazilian woman. Not going to try to say her name because can't pronounce it, but go check her out, JV Morning Show. This young woman had to have 22 pounds removed from her presumers.
Holy.
She said that she had a normal sized chest, and then they slowly just started to grow. And then after they slowly started to grow, they rapidly started to grow and just like would not stop. Over the course of just a few months, they ballooned in size. And you can
see. Balloons aren't even the right word.
These are bigger than balloons. She said it was like ruining her life. She couldn't cut her toenails or like put on her shoes. She couldn't do anything. Clothes didn't fit. There's no bra big enough. And so she goes to the doctor like fearing like, oh my God, is this cancer? Like, what is it? They diagnosed her with something called gigantomastia.
Gigantus bazoomerus?
Close. Something like that. It's actually a really rare condition that causes like bazoomers to grow uncontrollably, and there's only been like 300 cases documented around the world.
No way. Wow.
22 pounds of tissue removed from her bazoomers.
So after the 22 pounds are removed, so does that mean because she has that condition that they're going to keep growing again?
Good question.
Oh, that I don't know.
And do we have an after picture?
Oh, that's a good
question. Like, aren't you curious to see what, like, this down 22 pounds was? Can you imagine carrying an extra 22 pounds?
That sounds painful.
Well,
her
probably
poor
more
back.
Probably more than 22 pounds, you know, in total weight up there. Like, that's, you're very top heavy. I'm surprised that, yeah, you
she wasn't tipping
your,
over.
Tie your shoes. Yeah, you fall flat on your face.
Oh, my God.
Well, you wouldn't land on your face because these things would catch you.
Right. You'd bounce back.
Right. So a couple of punching bags.
I thought that was kind of crazy. If you want to check that out, JV Morning Show.
And you should.
On Instagram. Graham, stop being gross.
I'm just telling you, it's shocking.
It's really weird to switch gears to this topic, but have any of you thought about certain things that you would want at your funeral?
Yeah.
Really, Graham?
That's a tough segue. From giant bazoomers to funerals.
Wait, you've actually thought about this?
Yeah.
Care to elaborate on some things?
I don't think there's much, but I just think like I at some point in my life would like to help curate maybe some sort of a slide or video show, because like I got a lot of good funny stuff. Like there's a lot. Selena, think about the ridiculous videos and stuff we made over the years. Like this could be like a real like laugh out loud like great highlight reel, and people would be like, man, that dude
so
lived a pretty
funny
life.
So what's stopping you from making that? Because I mean, you can go at any time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just sheer laziness. I don't know. Okay. Like that, and then either what songs I'd like to pair that with.
Right.
That's the only thing I care about. The music and the thing. I don't care. The rest of the funeral thing, I don't care where it is or what it is or why it is or what the food is. I don't, any of that, don't care. But that part of it, I'd like to have some creative control over.
Okay, because a woman recently shared some rules for her funeral, and I kind of wanted to go through some of them. And I want to know if, like, this is something you would also want to have at yours, because some of them are a little outrageous. But she said, similar to a gender reveal party, she wants people to either wear white if they think she's going to go to heaven, or red if they think she's going to go to hell.
That's pretty funny.
Hilarious. So is this something you would want or no?
That's kind of funny. I might steal
okay.
that. I don't believe in heaven
or hell. That's hilarious.
You know.
That's hilarious. I don't think I would actually implement that as a rule. Kind of tacky.
She said there will be a VIP list. That's a must, because she wants,
you
know.
You mean you get like bottle service?
Well, she wants her besties to kind of be rewarded and not the people that just randomly show up that weren't supposed to be there. So she'll have a VIP list for that.
But what do they get? Better seats?
Yeah, I think for seating, because what if it's somebody that, you know, that just happens to get there early and they're right front and center, but like you want your family there, your bestie or whoever.
Yeah, but don't you just put a sign that says reserved for close family? They don't need to get like VIP wristbands and
but sometimes,
you know, extra bottle service. Or
people
whatever.
Might think that they were that close, when in reality they really weren't.
I guess.
So I think a list would make things easier. She said she wants a merch stand with keychains and t-shirts of her with really cute quotes to remember her for.
No, that's cool.
Nobody cares.
I kind of like that
the
one.
Airport. Yeah, me too.
Because imagine like, oh yeah, the merch table sold out already. Sorry, guys.
And because a lot of people will make t-shirts when somebody passes.
With like angel wings.
But I always think like, did that person even like that picture? But if you can choose that picture yourself and sell that, knowing that it's something that you approve.
Yeah.
And the money's going to your family or whatever.
Yeah.
I guess. But like, do every day I want to look down at my keychain and like Selena's death chain? Like, I don't care. Like, what?
Wow.
What do I do with I'm kidding.
Okay, Graham's not getting that.
I won't be in the VIP section at Selena's funeral.
Here's a few more. This is a list a woman made for her funeral, a list of rules. She said she wants a claw machine where guests can try to win her most prized possessions. So like her Apple Watch, you know, anything cool that she has, that's where it'll be in a claw machine, and then people can like pay to play.
This woman's just trying to go viral, right? Yeah. There's no way she's going to actually have any of this stuff.
That's kind of funny, though.
Like,
I would kind of like that.
Yeah.
And then last one, she said all guests are going to receive a Ouija board to summon her.
No. Oh, my God. No, that's how it starts. And you accidentally summon a demon. We all know that.
Yeah, you get the wrong ghost.
We all know. Yeah. Come on. Yep.
hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
So people are blasting Khloe Kardashian, calling her a liar. So she was on her podcast, Khloe in Wonderland. That's what it's called. And I guess she was like responding to things that people have said about her. Listen to this.
You Photoshop every picture you post.
So that was the initial statement, and then she responds to that.
I don't, but there was a time that I definitely did. There was a time that I was around some people that would make me feel like I needed to. I also think it was the era.
So she's blaming it on, that was just the time. Everybody was Photoshopping and editing everything, and now things have kind of shifted to not so much.
And I was around some people that, like who? Your sisters?
Right? Or everyone?
Yeah.
Yeah, people are calling her a liar. As you go back and you look at her pictures, they're all filtered. They're all edited. Like, they're so airbrushed. You can just tell.
Because she talks about it like if, oh, yeah, back in the day, a few years ago. This was, like, maybe 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, she's still doing it, right?
She's still doing it.
She's probably posted one ever that wasn't Photoshopped, and she's like, I don't do it on all my pictures.
Right.
Yeah, right.
Well, and I also wonder because Photoshop itself is its own program. So maybe that's like the little loophole in her mind. Like maybe I don't use Photoshop, but I use Facetune. Right. I use all these other apps or whatever. Maybe that's her little workaround. J-Lo had a surprising response when asked about marriage. I mean, come on. What's the one thing that J-Lo loves to do?
Get engaged.
Yeah. And married. Obviously, that's her favorite pastime. So she was on stage for her Up All Night tour in Europe. Did you guys know she's on tour?
No.
Wait. Like a music tour?
Yeah. She was on stage performing.
Since when?
I thought she scrapped her tour.
That's what I thought. But I think this is like a different little mini tour. Anyways, she's on stage and she read a fan sign that read, J-Lo, marry me. And she said, I think I'm done with that. I've tried that a few times. Do you guys think she's never going to get married again? Do you think she's given up?
No, she's not.
No, definitely not.
She'll definitely get engaged and married again at least three more times.
Yeah. Maybe not now because she doesn't like the publicity that came with it because she became the world's most hated person.
Mm-hmm. Let the dust settle a little bit. But then
she'll
be back at it.
She'll be engaged.
I think next year she'll be in another public relationship. Because by then, she'll have spent all of 2025 single. 2026, that's the year she'll be in another relationship.
Mm. Agreed. She's got time to work on herself.
Yes.
2025 was the year she worked on herself. Yep. I love it when people say that. Like, what did you actually do? Like, did you actually work on yourself? Nobody ever does.
For me, I take that as just learning to be alone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think that's working on yourself.
I don't. I imagine that the intent behind working on yourself is maybe, you know, going to therapy or, you know, all these other things. And ain't nobody got time to do all that. Nobody ever works on themselves. They just don't do it.
Yeah. I mean, not as normal people.
No.
Celebrities.
Maybe.
Yeah. Graham, what do you have?
All right. Remember the viral Trader Joe's tote bag craze?
Yes.
People were lining up for hours before the stores even opened to try to get their hands on one. Well, if you weren't able to get one, here's some good news. Because Bay FC, which we all know is what kind of pro sports team here in the Bay Area?
Soccer.
Football club.
Yeah. Got it. It's a National Women's Soccer League. Did you know that, Selena?
Yeah.
Women supporting women.
I love that.
They're teaming up with Trader Joe's to give away mini tote bags at an upcoming game. They announced this week they're going to be giving away special Trader Joe's mini tote bags for their match against the Houston Dash on Saturday, August 2nd. It's the first time Trader Joe's has partnered with a NWSL team. Other fan activities that they're going to have at the game that night, listen to this, an interactive bagging contest. You can... see how good you are at bagging groceries.
Wait, I'm actually so good at that.
Really?
Yeah.
Like hidden talent?
Yeah, do you have a technique?
No, I feel like I'm just like fast and I just get it done. I feel like I'm really good at bagging groceries. Anyways, continue.
So if I was making you a resume under useful skills, these are the things I know about Selena. Like the disclaimer where you have to read something super, super fast. Selena's got that.
True.
She has an incredible knack for spelling.
Mm-hmm. Like,
where did that come from?
I don't know.
You're an incredible speller. Okay. And bagging groceries. In an expeditious manner.
Yep. I'm that person at the grocery store. I always just start bagging my own stuff. I'm not going to wait for that. It just takes too long. I'll bag my own stuff and keep it moving.
Got it.
Wow.
They're going to have a few other fun things tonight. That match, if you want to go to it, 7 o'clock, PayPal Park in San Jose. Tickets are on sale right now. Bay FC, unfortunately, currently 10th out of 14 teams in the NWSL standings. But they can turn it around.
Yeah.
With a tote bag night.
What's their mascot?
Everyone knows it's the
Eagles.
It's the otter.
Yeah.
Oh, the otter as well. Oh, nice.
It's the
the seals.
It's the it's the
the flamingos. It's
like, yeah.
The flamingos.
I think you're right. It's the
what is their mascot?
I don't. Do they have a mascot?
Trick question. They don't have an official mascot.
Yeah, I don't think they do.
Googled it. That's the AI overview. Does not have an official mascot.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Wild 94.9, the Bay's number one hit music station, The JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
I'm Jess.
And I'm TD.
Before we get to What the Bleep, yesterday we were talking about how there is no song of the summer.
Nope. Right.
The weirdest thing, there's not a single song that we can say, like, yep, that is summer 2025. You said we got a talk back, Graham.
We did.
From our buddy Seti Said about that.
Mm-hmm. Good morning, JV Show. This is Seti Said from Walnut Creek. Yay! Happy Friday. Summer songs. There are three of them. Leon Thomas and Chris Brown, Mutt, Cardi B, Outside, and Benson Boone, Mystical Magical. Those are the official summer songs of the summer. I did my search.
Any thoughts on that? Yesterday we got into and we played a lot of pieces of songs that people had suggested. We're not going to be able to do that here. And apologies to everybody that podcast the show because you can't put music in the podcast. So we had to chop all those out of there. So you missed a lot of really funny stuff. So moral of the story, you should be listening to us live. But Selena, thoughts on that selection that Seti Said is suggesting there of the three songs of the summer?
I agree to a certain degree.
You know that first song and never heard of it. Mutt.
Yes, you have heard it.
I'm sure you've heard it.
I don't support anything that has Chris Brown in it, so sorry.
Okay, well, the original without Chris Brown, just the Leon Thomas version. Still a really good song.
Got it.
Love it. I just don't see any of those songs being big enough the way Sabrina Carpenter was last year to really be song of the summer.
Okay, but not everything's going to be a Sabrina Carpenter-esque rise because what she had that year was Lightning in a Bottle. I mean, it was massive. Still is. Her songs are still getting played. Like, do you know what the song of the summer of 2024 was or 2023 or 2024 is Sabrina Carpenter. Sorry, 2023 or 2022. I don't know if we had something as big as Sabrina Carpenter those years. I don't know. I could be wrong. I just don't remember. I can't remember what I did last week.
It's just like when I think song of the summer, it's like the song that's everywhere. Like the artist that's everywhere.
Right.
You know, and I just feel like we don't have that. Those
and I think we had
are good options.
We had a bigger selection last year. It wasn't even just a Sabrina Carpenter summer. I remember we debated this and it was either Sabrina Carpenter or there was a Post Malone song that it was a collab that he did that was also a really good song. So there was more to pick from. Now it just seems like a lot of these songs, like, maybe you heard them once or twice, but it's nothing that stands out.
All right.
Yeah, I feel like it's a bunch of, like, pretty good stuff.
We're not going to keep debating this. We did that yesterday. If you missed it, you can go back and podcast.
The podcast version's not very good. I'm just letting you know.
I get it. All right. We are moving on, though, to What the Bleep. It's where you can win a JV Show Chug Mug. You just have to be the first person to guess today's bleep.word correctly. As always, leave your guesses on the talkback mic on the new and improved iHeartRadio app. Are you guys ready for today's clip?
Yep. I saw this video online and there were two girls sharing one. It was awkward too because it was really small.
Oh my God. You're so gross.
I've seen a few of those videos.
You are so disgusting.
You might have seen one too. All right. Think about what that bleeped out word could be. And first and foremost, remember, this is a family show. Yes. So keep those guesses PG. The winning answer, we promise, always something family friendly. Leave us your name and your city along with your guest because we want to shout you out if you win. The only way you really win, though, to get that chug mug is if you're the very first correct answer of the morning. Mm-hmm. So you got to get your guesses in quick.
Yep. Do it now because we are going to play some of your talkbacks next.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We are playing What the Bleep, where all you got to do is be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word. As always, if you think you know what it is, leave your guess on the talkback mic on the new and improved iHeartRadio app. In case you missed today's clip, here it is.
I saw this video online and there were two girls sharing one. It was awkward, too, because it was really small.
You're sick. Let's go to your guesses. Oh, and remember, this is a family show, people.
Happy Friday, JV Show. This is Lance out of San Ramon, and my guess is milkshake.
Milkshake? Oh,
two like girls, when you have one shake.
Two straws. Oh, that's disgusting.
What? That's cute.
Depends on who it is.
Yeah.
You wouldn't share a milkshake with a friend?
No.
No.
Really? Even if you had your own straw?
Mm-mm. I know where my friend's mouths have been.
Oh, yeah.
What do you... Point. They're not... sending it back down the straw.
There's a little bit of backwash that goes back down.
Yeah, I do that with, like, my man.
That's about it. Because I know where my mouth has been.
Interesting. I mean, I'm not going with my buddies and we're like, we'll just get the one milkshake and the two straws. Like, we're not doing that. But I wouldn't be afraid to drink out of somebody else's drink if I had my own straw.
I mean, you'd try it, but I wouldn't do a full on, like, let's sip it at the same time.
Well, yeah, of course.
Oh.
Happy Friday, JB Show. This is Mylene from Danville. My guest for today is Scooter. All right, have a great day. Bye.
Two girls, one Scooter.
Okay.
I'd watch
I've
that.
I've seen that before.
Uh-huh.
Like, yeah, on the streets.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Good morning, JB Show. This is Damien from San Jose. And happy summer. And I think the peeped out word is plate.
Plate?
Two girls, one plate?
Yeah. Like
two girls, one player? I couldn't do it.
I think plate. Plate. I think plate. Plate of food.
Two girls, one plate.
Yeah, but that's not enough. We like to eat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's not
we
the
like
video.
To eat. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, continue to get those guesses in. What do you think today's bleeped out word is?
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We are playing a What the Bleep, trying to hook you up with this JV Show chug mug. As always, you just have to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly, and we're going to be sending you one. Now, in case you missed today's clip, here it is.
I saw this video online, and there were two girls sharing one. It was awkward, too, because it was really small.
Now, remember, this is a family show. Okay, so all your guesses on the talk bags has to be clean. Let's go to your guesses now. Sorry, have to be clean. Yeah. You
thank
know what
you.
I mean.
Thank you.
Let's go to your guesses.
Morning, JV Show. Alex from Vallejo. Were they sharing a bike? All right. Love you guys. Take care. Bye.
Two girls, one bike.
Two girls, one bike. No seat.
Whoa.
That was a different video. Never mind.
Yeah.
Not the answer.
Family show over here, Graham.
Right.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Edwin.
Edimon.
From Brentwood. And we think that the bleeped out word is bed.
Like maybe sleepover.
Maybe they have a sleepover and the bed's too small. All right, have a good day.
Okay, that's a good guess.
Two girls, one bed.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That was a different video.
Well, I've seen a lot of that video.
Oh. Graham, this is a family show.
They were sleeping.
Yeah.
Sleepover.
Hi, JV Show. This is Jackie from Tracy. And I think the bleep that word is chair. Okay, have a good morning.
Two girls, one chair.
Chair.
That sounds kind of boring.
Why?
Well, never mind. I just pictured it a different way.
Yeah. Never mind.
Morning, JV Show fam. It's Leslie in San Francisco. And my guess for the bleeped out word is microphone. Happy Friday. Bye.
Two girls, one microphone. Dang
it. But like also like kind of.
Oh, so that was a close guess.
Pretty darn close.
Here's today's clip, unbleeped.
I saw this video online and there were two girls sharing one mic. It was awkward too because it was really small.
Ooh.
Thoughts. Let's go around the room. Close. Shall she be awardeth the chuggeth muggeth? Because she said microphone and the word was mic.
I think
people close. Will be upset.
I think honorable mention. I don't think we can award her the chug mug.
Half of a chug mug?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right.
We just take the cap off and send her the cap.
Oh, just the top?
Yeah.
Just I think we take just one lid, of your power saws and just saw it right in half. Right down the middle.
I got a chop saw. I can handle that.
That I'm okay with.
Nice. Yeah.
But giving her a full chuggy muggy, nice, I don't think we can.
Yeah. Nice clean cut. Yeah, the word was Mike. Can I ask a question about that really quick since there are no shout outs to give this morning? Nobody came with the correct answer. You want to win that chug mug? We'll do it again Monday morning at 7:05. Where are we at with the interviews with the little teeny tiny mics?
I don't mind them as long as
because remember it was
audio.
Like it was kind of a thing and like oh that's kind of funny and the, you know whatever, mm-hmm. But is it kind of played out now, or is it like still cool?
I like it as long as the audio is clear. When it sounds so like muffled, I hate that.
Right?
Yeah, I don't mind it. Why do you not like it, Graham?
I'm throwing it out there. I don't know. Sometimes I see it and like I said, sometimes you see a video and it's like this back and forth with this tiny thing and like you've got a better setup there. I know you do. Just like make it less about this. Little tiny mic, you know, it's almost like the focus is this little tiny, here you go, here, pass it back and forth.
The job.
Like, just, I know you have the equipment there. You could do a regular, you know, interview and everyone could have like a normal microphone.
I guess most of the ones I see is like the street interview where they're you know, interviewing like a random passerby. So I don't expect them to get that person all mic'd up. They're just going to kind of put it in front of their face when they ask the question.
Right. But I mean, there are like, again, the technology is super simple. There's tiny little wireless clip-on ones. You can mic things up in a lot of different ways. And also, it's just as easy to carry a slightly larger microphone too, or something that has two microphones. They
but
can
I
have
think
their own.
That's not as
I'm
cool.
Just wondering because it seems like that's sort of like this kitschy, like this is the thing.
I think it gives you something to do with your hands as the interviewer, because if not, then you're just like standing there awkwardly.
What do I do with my hands? I don't know what to do with my hands. That's what pockets are for. No, I'm just wondering. I'm just wondering because like when we first saw it, like, oh, that's kind of cute, you know, but like, here we are years later.
So. And it's still a thing.
Just wondering.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Oh, come on. This is Leslie in San Francisco. Microphone has mic in it. So it's not like, you know, I didn't get mic. So I think I deserve a whole chug mug. Come on, Bay Area. Leave a talk back. Get on my side. Please. I've been trying for months. All right. Happy Friday. Bye.
Oh. All right, God, so that's
Leslie in San Francisco, and we just played our What the Bleep game. The bleeped out word today was mic, and she said microphone, and we gave her like half a, you know, it was like halfway correct, you know? You got half of it, but I thought maybe you could get half a chug mug.
And I remember when we first started our What the Bleep game, we were very strict. Like, no, it has to be the exact word.
Right.
And we really stood on that. Like, nope. And sometimes we just don't get a winner because it has to be exact. You're filling in the blank.
Yep.
There were some times where we were a little flexible and we gave a chug mug. And then everybody came for us then. So
yeah, no,
which
people
is
were so
it?
Mad.
So mad. We have more talk back, Scram.
Yep.
Come on, JV Show fam. Give her the chug mug. It was close. Mic, microphone is the same thing. Plus, if nobody else got the phrase, she was the closest one. I think you guys should give her the chug mug. Plus, it's Friday, and honestly, bad karma's gonna come and get you guys, because that means then someone today is chugging! Someone today is chugging! Or you guys can give her the chug mug, and the karma will be lipped off. Bye!
Ooh, you guys know I do believe in that.
Selena, what about the karma?
Oh.
Gotta factor that in.
I don't know what to do. It's like if we give it to her, then we're going to have a whole other
I know
slew of talkbacks that come in with people mad that we gave it to her.
Yep.
We can't win.
Hey, I'm calling from Hayward, and I just want to say, man, you guys are terrible on that call. Mic is short for microphone.
It is.
So you should have awarded that person the gift, and I think that was terrible on you guys' part. Very stupid.
Okay, first of all, Mr. doesn't leave his name from Hayward. Mike is short for microphone? What? Like, what?
But
this is
like,
groundbreaking.
It's like, guess the word. It's got to be exact. Are we sticking to that, Graham? I'll let you make the final call. We got to get into the mix.
Also, it ain't that serious. Jeez. He's like, you guys are stupid. Like, dial it back, guy. And yes, we did now just learn from your talkback that Mike is the abbreviation from microphone. So now that I've heard that new piece of evidence, maybe we should give it to her.
Are we? We got something to do.
It's just
hey,
not
let's
that
do
serious.
This.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We are going to get to the JV Show's Yup Nope game. I know we got Chris on hold. Chris, don't hang up. We just got to discuss something really quick. Graham, what are we doing about this chug mug situation?
This thing's gotten out of hand.
Uh-oh.
I was trying to tell people, look, it's not that serious. But it turns out it is that serious based on the holy tidal wave of talkbacks we got about this. Now, look, a lot of people saying, just give her the chug mug. She said microphone. Even though the word was mic, close enough. It's Friday. Give it to her. And then, Selena, you brought up the point that was like, no, rules are rules. Because, look, we've had some other people that have come oh so close to getting that chug mug before. And we've told them, like, sorry, you didn't get the word. And people... You were close to the word, or you said part of the word, or you said some iteration of the word, and that wasn't it. And
yeah,
people...
and there were times where we did say, well, it's close enough. Yeah, well, let's give him a chug mug. And then everybody was mad at us for not sticking to the rules. That's why today I'm like, no, I think we're going back to rules are rules.
Yep.
That's where I was going, especially after that one guy from Hayward called us stupid. Now, look. Yeah, like I said, it's not that serious. And anyone that's ever played a game with us on this show, just to peel back the curtain a little bit, we usually hook you up. You know, like we take care of everybody we can. We want to make everyone happy and have fun. And like, honestly, I've already like submitted her for a checkbook. But that's...
Okay, so we're giving it to her.
No, I'm not saying that.
No, that means...
I'm peeling back the curtain, wink, wink, and telling people like, look, I'm already hooking up with a checkbook. But now closing the curtain, and I'm thinking rules are rules.
Yeah.
That guy from Hayward called me stupid, and there's no way over my
well,
dead body that I'm giving her a damn checkbook.
Okay.
Now, Graham submitted the information, but what am I going to send it out is the question.
This is in Jess's hands. Thank you. Take the heat off of me.
Jess, what are you going to do?
Who knows?
I'm asking you, though, so we need an answer. What are you going to do?
I know, right?
Yeah, make your decision.
Okay, I'm going to give it to her.
Now, because I know this is going to happen, now there's going to be a lot of people upset that she getting the chug mug, and this is the point I'm trying to make, that we just cannot win. No, you already said
I thought we were just going to give her half.
And to
no, because the people got mad at that.
Selena, to your point, look, we played a minute ago, we played some talkbacks from people that are like, give it to her. And we got an equal number of talkbacks saying, rules are rules, sorry.
Right.
So you guys want me to not give it to her?
Glad it's in Jess's hands
and
not mine.
You make the decision now.
That's okay.
Guy from Hayward, get ready.
Oh, no.
Get ready.
All right, guys, we got to get to the JV shows. You have no game. We have Chris on hold. Hi, Chris.
Hey.
How's it going? Uh-oh, do we have a bad connection?
Mic check 1, 2. Sorry, microphone check.
Can you guys hear me?
Yes, there we go. Now we can hear you nice and clear. All right, Chris, so you're going to be playing the JV shows, Yup Nope game. Here's how it works. You probably already know this, but for those who don't, we're going to ask Chris 4 trivia questions. Chris, you got to get 3 right, and if you can do that, you win 4 tickets to the Santa Clara County Fair. Are you ready?
Let's go. Yep, I'm ready.
Let's do it. Here's question number 1. San Francisco is where you will find the SoMa District. Now, what is SoMa an abbreviation for?
South of Market.
Yep. There it is.
All right, question number 2. On a boat, where's the stern?
Oh, no. In the back?
Yep.
Yeah.
Stern is in the back. Bow is in the front.
All right, question number 3. How long does it take for the Earth to complete one spin on its axis?
24 hours.
I was trying to see if I could trick you already got the win there. I was trying to see if I could trick someone to say 1 year there. All right, question number 4. You don't even need this one. Like I said, you've already won the game, but we'll do it just for funsies. Old Faithful is probably the most famous one of these on Earth. What is Old Faithful?
A geyser.
Yeah.
There you go.
Finally, nicely
done.
You just won.
Can I give a shout out to my daughter?
Yeah.
Nope.
Oh, sorry. Oh, come on, Graham.
I'm kidding.
Go ahead, Chris.
Shout out to Luna Bajiz and Star driving to work and school.
Aww,
who gives a fuck?
Congrats. Hopefully, they'll be making it to the Santa Clara County Fair with you. You got 4 tickets, and you also got 4 wristbands for unlimited rides. Pretty cool.
Hey, all right.
Congratulations. Now, Chris, we need your help with something else. So right before the Yup Nope game, we played this game called What the Bleep, okay? It's where you got to guess the bleeped out word in a sentence. We got somebody who was really, really close but didn't quite guess the exact word. We said, no, she should not win, and everybody's mad at us. So we're going to leave it up to you. Chris, do we think we should give her the chug mug?
I think so. It's Friday.
Okay. All right. We're going to give it to her then. Chris, Thank you for settling that. Now we can just... Move on. Yeah. Now we can move on.
All right.
Chris, have a good weekend. Hang on for your winning. Graham, we got some shout outs.
We do. A couple DMs here. Moms in my DMs. Ooh, Napa moms in my DMs.
Oh,
I'm a mommy. Hey, Graham, I'd love to give a birthday
shout out.
I'd love to give a birthday shout out to my son, Ivan. He turned 11 yesterday. He loves listening to the JV show every morning. Yes, even during summer break. Wow, Ivan is a real one. And that is from Emma in Napa.
I'm a mommy.
Yeah, you are. And more importantly,
who gives a fart?
One more here. Hey, Graham, could you please give our daughter Valeria a shout out? Her birthday is next Sunday. We want her to know how immensely proud we are of her. Her dad, brother, and I are surprising her with Descendants concert tickets today. Thank you so much in advance. And that's from Mom Maria.
I'm a mommy.
Yep. And more importantly,
who gives a fart?
Dude, I just found out about this Descendants show. My daughter's obsessed with Descendants.
Yeah.
And it's at SAP Center on Saturday in San Jose. And then, like, Napa and San Jose are just, like, polar opposites.
Wow, you wouldn't even drive to San Jose for your daughter.
Mm. Not on my Saturday, no.
Oh,
I'm just not going to tell her about it. She doesn't know about it.
Yeah, that's the best part about having kids so young. Like, you can just hide everything from
them.
You
don't tell her that that's going on. Yeah, but it does look, shout out to everybody that's going to that. I'm sure it's going to be great.
Yep.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
And trending is sponsored by the Exploratorium. Explore adventures in AI. Grab your tickets at exploratorium.edu.
Can we go back to the Coldplay affair scandal?
Yes, please. This is the biggest story ever.
I know. As I think everybody knows, Coldplay was performing Wednesday night in Boston, and they were doing their kiss cam, and they showed a couple cuddled up, and as soon as they realized they were on camera, the guy runs and woman hides, the woman
he
turns
straight
around.
Down. He tried to perform like a magic act, like the disappearing man.
The woman turned around, she hid her face because they were having an affair. They are both married to other people and they have families. Now, that man has been identified as Andy Byron, the CEO of a company called Astronomer. And the woman is his HR chief, Kristen Cabot, or something like that. Did you see the statement?
It's definitely an HR violation, by the way.
Definitely.
That has to be disclosed to HR. Do you think he disclosed it to HR? Well, I mean, he disclosed it.
Yeah.
But you know what I mean?
I mean, he would only have to disclose it to her, so I think HR knew.
But do you think there's an actual, she opened an actual file about it? Because that would be proper company protocol.
I'm going to say no. Right. But I did read that all of their staff, like everybody knew they were together.
Clearly, because it looked like some people that were there
trying to like
them,
hide.
They were laughing.
They were laughing. And like the look on their face was like, uh-oh, they totally
busted.
Just got busted.
Yeah. We have more video of the moments after because Chris Martin, he's still on stage and he's like, what is happening? It's a little hard to understand this first part.
Did we rumble in? Okay, all right. Holy sh**. I hope we didn't do something bad. All right. Okay.
I hope we didn't just do something bad. Somebody. Did you guys see the statement that got put out yesterday?
Yes, I did.
There was a long statement that got put out. Part of it read, this is supposedly from CEO Andy Byron. He says, I want to express how troubling it is that what should have been a private moment became public without my consent. I hope we can all think more deeply about the impact of turning someone else's life into a spectacle. And then everybody came for him like, is he really playing the victim right now?
Yeah, sorry, bro.
When you're the one having an affair?
Don't have an affair.
Oh, my gosh.
And then that situation wouldn't happen to you.
Here's your update. That was a fake statement.
Seriously?
Neither of them had said anything publicly. If you look at the account that everyone's saying it was a joke. If you look at the account that it came from, Peter Ennis, CBS. If you abbreviate that, it's P. Ennis.
It was a very official sounding statement, though.
It did look like it, yeah, but TMZ is reporting that neither of them have officially broken their silence.
Oh, my gosh.
It was a very believable statement.
I know.
Wow.
But I did take offense to the part where he's like, oh, you can't just turn the camera on somebody and, ruin their entire life. It's like, sorry, you're at a public event. Like,
I know. Yeah, now, as for the woman who took that video that went viral and, you know, it started this entire thing, her name is Grace Springer. She's from New Jersey. People are coming for her. Like, oh my God, that innocent video did just like broke up families and turned these people's lives upside down. She told The Sun, quote, a part of me feels bad for turning these people's lives upside down, but play stupid games, win stupid prizes.
Agreed.
Yeah.
That's their own fault. Also, had they not like acted like a bunch of scared 6-year-old kids running from a ghost or something and just stood there and just continued to hug and smile at the camera and laugh or whatever, none of this would have ever gone
viral. No one would have cared.
Nobody would have cared. We'd have been like, okay, yeah, I'm glad we put two boring white people up on the screen.
Big deal.
We've seen that before at a Coldplay concert. That's the entire crowd. And then, you know what I mean? We would have just moved on. Nobody would have ever even posted that video. But the fact that they like jumped shrieking tried to get out of the camera view.
Brought more
like,
attention to them.
Yes.
Right. Now, I don't know if this is from the official Coldplay Twitter account or X account, but I did see that they had put something out saying starting with our next show, we're introducing camera free audience sections for people and their side pieces.
That cannot be real.
I mean, they did that. Even if that's from their actual account, it's obviously a joke.
Yeah.
That's hilarious. I did see that Coldplay posted like a show recap. I don't know if they do this after every show, but they made no mention of the scandal, and everyone's like, did anything else happen at that show? Hello? I think you're excluding some information.
They should have. I mean, it's not their fault.
Yeah. It's really not.
Here's the somewhat scary thing about this, though, is that statement that got put out, like, it went equally as viral. Right. Everyone shared, like, I'm showing it to my wife at dinner last night. Like, here's what he said. And, like, she's reading it, like, I can't believe he's, you know.
Everybody, I thought it was real.
Everybody,
I did too.
The majority of people that read that are still right now assuming that that's real.
Yeah.
Like, this is fake, debunked. That's like some tiny footnote thing and it ain't going viral. Like, most people are going about their days thinking that that was the actual statement. And that's just kind of scary in today's media landscape that everyone instantly like, oh, yeah. Because it was a very believable read. Like, I was duped. We all were.
We do have to move forward. We have your chance to win $1,000 in crazy cash. But really quick, imagine how their partners feel. Can you imagine yesterday, like, waking up to that news?
No bigger humiliation.
And your heart just,
exists.
Like, sinks.
Oh,
yeah.
I really feel for that man's wife and then her husband. That sucks. Mm-hmm. And the whole world is watching and like mocking your relationship.
Oh my God,
the heartbreak.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
It's Leslie. Yay! Thank you for the chug mug. I am so happy. Oh my God, you have no idea. But this has been like the best commute I have ever been on. Like the most entertaining. You guys are always entertaining, but this was like the highlight of it all. I've been listening to you on my like hour and a half, 2 hour commute every single morning for years now. But yeah, you guys are the best. Happy Friday. I hope nobody has to chug today. And I would have wished that anyways, even if I lost. Okay, love you all. Bye.
Thank you for that talk back. 2 hour commute every day.
Oh my God. Yeah, Leslie was our winner for, she didn't win at first, but now she won for what the bleep. So she is going to be getting a chug mug. All right. Nearly a third of Americans think they could pass as British. That's a lot of confidence. 27% feel they can somewhat nail the British accent.
Oh no.
Cheaty?
I used to, but
we got to hear it. You remember when she was going through her Bridgerton era?
And she only
spoke in a British accent.
Yeah, lay some of that on us. Channel some of that energy, Chidi.
It's been so long. Let me see. Okay. Hello.
That's it?
Get some water. Okay.
Wait, that's actually not bad.
Yeah. Glass of water.
Water. Toast and beans.
Toast and beans.
Is that for breakfast?
Is that what they eat?
They eat beans for breakfast, like baked beans
for
or something.
Baked beans for breakfast?
Yes.
What?
Yeah, it's very weird.
Oh my God, their bathrooms must be just destroyed. Jess, to your British accent.
Oh no. A new bombshell enters the villa.
That's from Love Island.
Yeah. Oh, got it.
Graham looks so confused.
Got it.
I don't know.
This next one is me. 26% admitted they regularly struggle to understand it. That's me. When they talk fast, I don't know what the heck you're saying. Slow down.
And there are some different like dialects of different parts of like the UK and stuff that where it's real, where the accent is really, really heavy, and then they throw in some different like slang words or something that we don't know. Like by that point, you can get lost pretty quick.
We just played a little clip of Chris Martin from Coldplay, and I said like the first part of that audio is a little hard to understand. Yeah. I don't know what the heck he said. And Netflix, they have some shows that are based out of the UK, and I know one of them, I forgot what it's called, but you know Drake was really big into it. I was like, let me try watching this. First, like, 2 minutes, I was like, let me turn it off because I don't know what the heck they're saying.
You got to throw the subtitles on.
Yes.
Some of those, like, that's where I don't like watching shows with subtitles. A lot of people do. Some of those, it's helpful.
Mm-hmm. Wait, Selena, we need to hear yours.
Yeah.
No. No, you don't. Hello. Hello. Cheers to the governor.
Oh, governor. Good day, governor.
Yeah. Graham?
I think if you lived in, like I had a cousin that lived in London for a couple years. Like, I think if you live there and you're around it all the time and you hear it, I think any of us could nail that accent. Because you're not learning a new language. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's just
the accent.
It's just the accent. Yeah. I think anybody could do it once you hear it a bunch.
Again, a third of Americans think they could pass as British, even though 68% have never traveled across the Atlantic.
Yeah, there you go.
Graham, you have something.
I do have
something
British related. I don't know if you guys are as excited as I am, but the British Open golf tournament is going on right now.
Who gives a fart? The Open Championship, as they call it.
But the British Open is going on right now. And there's some audio we need to listen to from yesterday's broadcast because Scottie Scheffler, one of the top golfers on the planet, had one of the shots of the day. That's the first time I've ever...
It was an accident.
Yeah. Okay. I combined two words there into a swear word. I apologize. Let me start this over. He had one of the shots of the tournament thus far. Hit a beauty, you guys. Now, look, right after he hits this shot, there is a sound that comes from the crowd, and we all know what it is, but listen, and then the announcers even crack up once they hear it.
And this is a great view of it here because... so far above the green, downwind you can get onto this green, the Scheffler.
What was that?
What are you laughing about? There's so much to say about that shot. The sound off the cup face. That's extraordinary. Let's stick to the golf.
He's like, what are you laughing at? Now you can hear in there somebody in the gallery, in the crowd, lets one rip. There's a very large audible fart in right after he makes that incredible shot. I mean, granted, had it happened right before his swing, there's no way he could have pulled that shot off because it was a spectacular shot.
Do you think it was him?
No, it was not him. Okay. It was clearly somebody. They have microphones set up around the tee box, and it was somebody in the gallery there. But, I mean,
they did it on purpose. They knew it was going to be dead silent. Like, let me get this out now.
I think so. Can we hear it one more time?
It's oh, my God.
So this is a great view of it here because so far above the green, downwind you can get onto this green, but Scheffler.
Everyone listen.
I like how the one announcer. The best part is that this is the British Open, and the accents, you know, it sounds so proper.
It sounds
you know,
so polite.
And then the one announcer starts laughing. He's like, "What are you laughing at? What are you laughing at?" Oh, something a little downwind. A little extra wind behind that.
Where that even their gas has an accent if you listen closely. Yeah.
Good day, Governor.
That's hilarious.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Thanks for hanging out with the JV Show. Happy Friday. On Fridays, we play this game called the JV Show Chuck Wheel. It's not our fave. Mm-mm. Graham invented it, mm-hmm. and we have resented him ever since.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
But it is really fun for you to play along. So let's bring on caller 20. Hi. Who's this?
This is Sandra.
Sandra, how are you?
I'm blessed, highly favored, and I know you guys as well are blessed and highly favored.
Aww. Thank you so much. I think everyone here except for me, but that's okay.
No, you are.
We're not going to get into
it. You're highly favored.
That's true. I love your positivity. All right, so let's try to get some of that positive energy into our game, and don't make us jug, okay, please? Here's how it works. We sent Jess out to the streets, and she asked a random person 8 questions. So we're going to go through each question one by one. We are going to stop down, and if you can guess what that person on the street said, you get a point. When you get to 4 points, you win your chug mug, and then we're going to draw names here in studio. One of us is going to be chugging something off the chug wheel. Mm. Graham, what is on the chug wheel this week?
On this morning's chug wheel, we've got gravy. We have the infamous toilet tank water from my house.
Oh,
that's
God.
Been marinating under my desk for a couple weeks now.
Oh, my God, I forgot about that.
We have au jus sauce. We also have something called bean sprout water. Still don't know what that is. We have the soup du jour, which is the soup of the day, of course. JV Show chef, he didn't seem that excited about it, but it's a vegetable lentil soup. We also have dealer's choice. You land on that, you get to pick whatever you want. And then, of course, we have ranch wine, which is my wife's new wine brand that she launched with Bonterra. Ranch wine is good. That one's delicious. That flavor is delicious. But we also have ranch wine bad on the wheel, and that will be a combination of ranch dressing and wine.
That's gross. So gross. Sandra, are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. So let's find out who Jess talked to.
Isabella from Miami.
Isabella from Miami.
Ooh, look at you, Isabella.
All right. So here is question number one. Listen up.
Did you watch this last season of Love Island?
What do you think she said, Sandra? Yes or no?
I don't want you guys to be eating that nasty stuff. She said yes.
I did not.
One incorrect there.
All right.
Thank you.
Found somebody who didn't watch Love Island. All right. Let's go to the next question.
In Rock, Paper, Scissors, what's your first go-to move?
Sandra, what do you think she said? Rock, paper, or scissors?
Scissors.
Rock.
Okay. Mm. Well, we might not be chugging.
I feel like rock is the go-to.
Scissors is the go-to.
You guys all go scissors
first?
Yeah. I mean, if you go paper first, you're a psychopath.
Yeah.
Rock or scissors.
Somebody said that guys always go for rock first.
I do, always.
Yeah. All right, let's go to the next question. Listen up.
Do you want to know what's in the Epstein files or are you over it?
Ooh, Sandra, what do you think she said?
Over it.
Over it.
Oh, dang it. You got a point.
You're on the board. Selena, way to go.
I know. Yeah. I jinxed it.
I want to know what's in those.
Yeah, me too.
I think we already know what's in those. All right, next question.
Have you clogged a toilet within the last year?
Oh,
Sandra, what do you think Isabella from Miami said? Has she clogged a toilet in the last year?
You're not going to be eating and drinking, so I'm going to say yes.
Yes, definitely.
Did she just say yes, definitely, so proudly? To
I would never
the
admit that
year?
To strangers on the street.
I thought that was something, you lied about if you were ever questioned.
I did. I didn't think you said yes.
I mean, in her defense, how many people have been approached on the street with a microphone asking if you've ever clogged a toilet? So maybe people haven't, you know, prepared for that answer.
How many points does Sandra
have? It's 2-2 right now.
Oh, my God. Right. All right, here's the next question.
Do you think Labubus are cool or not?
What do you think she said?
Cool.
Oh,
my God. Oh, no.
3 correct, 2 incorrect. She just needs one more, and someone on the JV show will be spinning that chug wheel.
I am sweating over
Me
here.
Me too. Let's go to the next question.
Would you ever date someone that already has kids?
What do you think she said? Would she date somebody that already has kids?
I think she said no.
No.
Oh, wow. Oh, my God.
And that's
it. Oh, my God. Hey, congratulations to you.
Yep.
You got your chug mug. I hope you're happy.
Mm-hmm. I'm just trying.
I know. I know. We're actually not mad because you really were trying.
Yeah. I think her trying actually trying to help us actually backfired.
You're right.
Because Isabel in Miami is out there clogging toilets.
Oh, my gosh.
Look, you got your chug mug. I'm going to put you on hold so we can get some more info from you. Hang on there. And have a great weekend. Hang on, Sandra. Great talking to you.
I was not prepared for that.
Who is drawing the names?
Yeah, that's a good question. Who is drawing the names?
Isn't it Selena?
It's Graham.
Oh, is it Graham?
I don't have the thing.
Oh, well, then why didn't you get it?
Because you guys always hide it from me, and then I never know where the sack of names is.
I know it's you because last time Chidi drew my name, I was the last one to chug sauerkraut juice. All right. Give it a good shaky shake.
Let's see what we got. And please don't be my own name. And Selena the draw. Selena is the draw.
Yes!
Didn't you chug last time we had to chug?
Yeah, I just said that.
She's catching up to
I'm the new Jess. I'm the new Jess.
I love this.
It was only a matter of time before.
All right.
I have crowned you the chug queen now.
You don't move. I'm spinning the chug wheel next.
The JV show on Wild 94.9.
It's Chug Wheel Fridays. My name got drawn. You guys, I am so nervous. I have to go to the bathroom. Right now.
Oh, you got a nervous pee.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Number two?
Number one. What are some of the things on the chug wheel?
All right,
Graham?
Selena, the options that you are about to spin for and may have to chug on this morning's JV show chug wheel. We've got gravy. We've got toilet tank water. Again, that is some water from the upper tank of my toilet at home. I harvested it. I don't know. It's been like a month now. It's been sitting there under my desk. We have some au jus sauce. We have bean sprout water. We have the soup du jour, which of course is the soup of the day. Today it's a vegetable lentil. A chef doesn't recommend. Dealer's choice. You land on that. You can pick whatever you want off the wheel. We also have a ranch wine. My wife works for a wine company called Bonterra, and they have a new launch this summer called Ranch Wine. Delicious wine. 3 different flavors. It's great. We have one of them today on the wheel. That says ranch wine good. We also have ranch wine bad. That is going to be wine mixed with actual ranch dressing. So that, to me, in my mind, Selena, that's the one thing you don't want to get.
Okay.
But step up and spin that wheel, Selena. And here she is. And the wheel is turning.
Oh,
the wheel kind of clanged. She might have jinxed it. I don't know. The wheel is spinning. And it has landed on ranch wine. Good.
Yes!
Wow. Look at you.
Yes.
Well,
wow.
Selena's Friday just got a little bit better. She's going to be chugging some delicious wine, which is what she'd be doing anyways on a Friday.
Oh, my God. I am so happy right now. And my nervous pee just went away. Like, I'm good.
Oh, it just vanished.
Oh, you peed? You peed here in the carpet?
No. I mean, like, it just evaporated.
Yeah.
Yes! Let's go. Okay, so I'm going to be chugging some wine.
Wow. The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Got my ranch wine. I'm so happy. Got the chug wheel.
You got so lucky.
Best possible
scenario. Someone did leave a talk back saying, you brought this on yourself this morning, but now it's like... You brought some deliciousness on yourself because you spun the one good thing.
Jinxed the game by saying, "Hey, we don't have to chug," and then we did have to chug, and now I got ranch wine. Can you explain what ranch wine is again, Graham?
All right, so ranch wine is made by Bonterra. It's a wine company that my wife works for, and this is like their summer line. They got 3 different flavors. This morning, you're going to be drinking pineapple key lime. Again, there's no added artificial flavors in here. It is legit, just 100% wine. But they punch up the flavors of the grapes to make it. Give you notes of those things. And so it's very refreshing. You're drinking a delicious, chilled Bonterra ranch wine.
Should I just chug it right now?
I mean, this is just like good for you. Like you're supposed to chug something nasty and you're chugging something delicious that you like to drink anyways.
I took a sip just to taste it because I've never had ranch wine before.
Okay.
It is so good, you guys. Where is this for sale?
I'm a little jelly. Very refreshing. All your major retailers are going to be stocking it up this summer.
It's so good.
Okay, right. Chug.
She's chugging. Chug. We're not even excited about the chug because this is not even, it's not even fair. She should
this
be chugging some clam chowder or something.
And
like
she's
that.
Not even chugging
Let
it
take
fully.
A breath. I need to breathe.
Dude, you don't get to breathe during the chug. The chug is a chug.
It's a chug.
I have to.
No, start chugging.
Okay.
Go. We're like forcing her to drink something delicious.
I know.
This ruined the whole thing.
And it's taking like 3 minutes.
Could you hear that chug? I hate listening to people eat and drink. Oh, I heard a gluck. And she's done.
Oh,
and I'm drunk.
Give it a few minutes. Yeah.
And here we go. Oh, the rest of the show.
That was so good.
The rest of the show is going to be fun.
That was so good.
Well, there you go.
Wow.
All right.
Jess is so salty because Jess always gets the nasty stuff.
I always get the stupid soup du jour. It's always the soup du jour.
Oh, well, the good news is I left toilet tank water on there for you for next week, Jess.
No.
Still on the wheel.
No.
So just get ready for that. Now that I'm drunk, can we talk about my trip to Vegas?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Are you leaving today?
I'm leaving to Vegas today.
Oh, this is perfect then. You're pre-gaming already. Because this is a little pre-game.
I know. You're right. I was worried for nothing. Okay, look. I am leaving to Vegas today because I'm going to go check out the Backstreet Boys. The reunion tour at the Sphere, which I am so excited about because all the videos from inside the Sphere look so cool.
Yep. Mm-hmm. I heard it's amazing.
Now, it I'm is. Looking for other things to do while I'm in Vegas. Your boy, Greg Lopez. If you don't know, Greg Lopez used to be on the dog show. Doghouse show.
Oh, she's
I'm drunk.
Oh, wow. Two sips of wine and here we go.
But JV and Graham, and now he's like one of the biggest DJs in Vegas.
And one of the nicest guys you ever meet.
Right.
He's awesome.
Now, they're doing a daytime pool party tomorrow with Pauly D.
Yes.
Oh, you have to be there.
I heard that one's so much fun.
And I can't get my man to want to go.
What are you talking about? What does he want
to
do
instead? He's like, the last time I went to one of these day parties, like, it was just so many people, and there was, like, nowhere to even sit, and it's just too packed.
That's part of the fun. Get
hello,
in the water.
That's Vegas.
I know. I don't know what to do.
Convince him.
Yeah.
He has to.
Yeah, I mean, you wear the pants in that relationship. You tell him we're going there.
I do want to go.
And that's that.
It's going to be
I mean,
so
we
fun.
Had Pauly D at Grayton. When was this? Last summer?
Yes.
Yeah. And it was
remember
the
how
best
good
pool
of a show
party
that was?
Ever. Yeah. Yeah, so there's that. Also, there's like a dress code for the concert. Are you drinking some ranch wine right now?
Well, I'm pouring
some up right now. Looked
like you were having fun. So.
Oh, my God.
I'm a little thirsty.
Oh, my God. The way everyone is holding their cups out. Get your ranch wine.
Ooh, refreshing. Very refreshing. All right, Jess gets up, too.
There's a line. There's a line now.
Chidi, did you get your ranch wine?
I finished drinking my...
She's got some energy drink.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
We have a little lineup.
Anyways, I'm drunk. Let's just move on.
Okay. The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Graham, you ruined my whole day.
No, I didn't. You're going to Vegas today. It's Friday. It's
I know.
Friday vibes.
But right now, I'm supposed to be a responsible broadcaster, and I can't even... I don't even know what I'm doing.
You're fine.
You're doing great.
No,
doing
she's great. Drunk.
I had to chug. Thank you, Jess.
Yeah,
thank
I
you
see
for
it.
Noticing. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Chug a little wine from the chug wheel. You're fine. You're fine.
It wasn't a little. It was a
lock
whole.
In.
It was a lot.
Lock in. You're right.
Lock in.
You're right. All right. We got some talkbacks before we get to today's hottest trending.
Good morning, guys. Just was wanting to wish my son a happy 26th birthday, Jalen. And then we also have my grandbabies who are turning 2 today, Jalen and Ava. So today's a big day for us. Happy birthday, everyone. Love you all. Thanks, guys.
Hey, happy birthday.
Who gives a fuck?
Yeah, happy birthday.
Great point.
Mm-hmm.
Selena, if you're going to Vegas, there's a place called Top Stroke. Tiger Woods invented it. It's at the bottom of the strip. It's like mini golf, but think like a lot nicer, not kind of your average golf land or whatever they have here. You can order like drinks from every hole. They're like blasting music. The food is amazing. But just if you're looking for something else to do, it's a good time. All right. Have a safe flight. Bye, guys.
Thank you. Okay. That sounds like fun because it is like a couples thing that we're doing.
Right.
You know, I was considering like day party tomorrow with our boy Greg Lopez and Pauly D.
To.
I know. Like, not only did my man, he wasn't really feeling it, but like also I would feel uncomfortable. Also,
why?
I don't do bathing suits in front of people very often. Do you know what I mean?
Okay.
So
you don't have to get in the pool. You can still be at the pool party.
That's true. That's a good point.
And you can just wear a bathing
your black
suit
hoodie
top.
And your leggings.
Yeah, can I bring my Crocs?
I think so.
Yeah. Okay, well, then now you're talking more my language. One more thing. I got to shout out Amira from Utah, one of our favorite listeners there in Utah. She sent me $5 to put towards drinks.
Oh, my gosh. If you were on our Instagram Live, JV Morning Show, what? Selena was showing everybody her Venmo.
She was begging.
I was begging. I said, if you guys want to contribute to my drinking, here's my Cash App. Here's my Venmo. And Amira sent $5. So thank you, Amira. Shout out to you.
Is that allowed for you to do?
All the stuff you need to know.
I don't know.
Music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
All right, so let's talk about Justin Bieber paying back Scooter Braun. Remember how Scooter... he paid Justin Bieber's debt. If you don't remember this, there was a few years back, Justin was on tour. He canceled it. He was going through some things. And because of that, he owed millions of dollars to this company, which Scooter stepped up and was like, don't worry, I'll pay for it for you. And Justin was like, cool, thank you so much. I'll pay you back. Well, he never did. And then recently they settled on an amount. Justin will pay Scooter $31 million. And everyone's like, okay, we all know Haley is going to be footing the bill. She just did that major deal.
She's got $1 billion.
Yeah, she just sold her cosmetic company, Rode, for $1 billion. That's the valuation. So everyone's like, Haley's
crazy.
Haley's obviously paying this. Well, Haley's team shut down speculation that she was going to be paying this for Justin. They said the historic sale of Rode is a huge accomplishment for Haley and is completely separate from her husband and his business affairs. Are you guys buying this?
Well, I mean, she may actually not be the one paying it, because I would tend to believe that Justin Bieber has that money. Like, he maybe even
but then why not
questionable financial decisions over the years. Like, you know, like, he has that money. Like, he does. It's Justin Bieber. He just put out a new album. You don't.
Yeah. You have that money. Then why did you wait until right after this Rode deal to settle all the money that you owe?
Let me tell you something about rich people. Rich people hate paying for stuff. They hate doing that. I'm telling every contractor that I've ever talked to is like, you know who never pays on time when they're building a house or something? Rich people. They don't. They'll drag their feet to pay anything as long as they can. I've heard that so many times. And if Scooter Braun's like, hey, bro, you owe me $31 million. Justin's like, yeah, I'll get you something. He doesn't want to pay that. He's going to drag his feet as long as he can to pay that money. That's just the way that it is.
But I just feel like Haley... Okay, that may be true, but Haley's people can't say that her money is separate from his. Like, one, they're married, so it's really not. It's and two, yeah. There are other reports that Justin Bieber isn't going to pay up this money, like part of the deal. Like, yeah, I'm going to pay you $31 million, but I'm not going to have to pay it until, you know, the sale of Haley's Rode Beauty is finalized and the money is in our account. Like, that was part of their agreement.
Do you think that's, is that,
that that's reported? That's according fact. To TMZ.
Okay.
That was part of the deal.
Well, I mean...
Which says to me, it's Haley paying it for you.
But it very well could be. But, like, once you're in a marriage, your money is each other's money, right?
Yes.
So, like, if they don't want to... If he doesn't want to have to liquidate other assets, like, he's like, I don't have $31 million in cash just sitting right there. You know, I've got different houses that I own and stuff, and I don't want to sell my, you know, vacation house in Miami or whatever Justin Bieber might have. You know, like, he can come up with that money if he wants.
Right.
But he's like, you know, when I will have $31 million cash in my account, when the sale of this thing goes through.
I agree with you 100%. I just feel like her team shouldn't have opened their mouths and said it's completely separate from what Justin has going on, because it doesn't, or it's not.
I think that was probably just, that's a PR move, because like.
No, it is, because everyone's like, you are so dumb. Also, I'm drunk. I drank ranch wine.
Stop saying that.
Every time I say that, Jess agrees with me. She's like, yeah, I can see it.
I've also had some, so I'm not feeling too normal either.
Never chug willing again. All right, Graham, what do you have?
Steph Curry alert, you guys. Steph Curry alert. This is not a drill, people. If you would like to meet Steph Curry, he's going to be out today at a couple locations. Listen to this. He's going to be in San Jose this morning because he's got his new sports drink, Plezzy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, am I saying that right?
Yep.
Plezzy. He's going to be out Caudle Road, San Jose. He's going to be at the Safeway 9 to 10:30 this morning.
Oh, he's there like now. He's there right now.
turn your car around and head to the Safeway right now on Cottle Road because he's going to be there soon. And then later, he's going to be at the Costco on Raleigh Road in San Jose, 11 to 1 p.m. Nice. Today. He posted about this yesterday.
Yeah, I saw the video of him like announcing this, telling everyone to go, you know, meet him and get some Plezi and whatnot.
Yeah.
Was he doing the man spreading right in front of the camera on purpose? The camera was like right there.
I think whoever's working the camera, you need to bring the angle up a little bit because maybe holy it was curry Aisha.
She's
shot.
Like, yeah, Aisha's like, the world needs to see this.
Oh, check
the world
this out.
Needs to know.
But again, Safeway in San Jose this morning on Cottle Road. In just minutes, Curry is going to be there if you want to go meet him and try some Plezi, and then he's going to be at Costco after that.
All right, very cool.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We've gone off the rails.
Yeah.
We've gone off
Selena's
the rails.
Drunk.
Come on, Selena. Lock in!
I am trying. I'm trying. You guys made me chug wine.
We did not.
Off the chug wheel. Bad idea.
Great idea.
No, it was a great idea, but also a bad one at the same time. By the way, it's Wild 94.9. We're the JV Show. Happy Friday to you. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
I'm Jess.
And I'm TD. Listen, listen, listen. This is Amira from Utah, and I got to pay back my favorite show because when I send you guys a wedding invite, you know, I'm going to expect something, too, from our registry. Just kidding. But in all seriousness, I need the Wild 94.9 address so that way I can send you guys a wedding invite so you can look at me and my hot fiancé's face. So, Jess, send me an email, please.
Yes!
Oh. 340 Townsend Street.
And Selena, obviously, since Amira, you know, contributed to your Venmo for your weekend, you're going to have to get something off of her registry.
Yeah, she sent me $5, you know, to put towards alcohol this weekend in Vegas. Yeah. So, yes. Yeah. Thank you for that, Amira.
How much does $5 get you on a drink in Vegas?
Like, not even a shot.
Does it get you the straw?
Barely.
Straw and a lime.
But regardless, it's the thought. Thank you so much,
Amira. Yes, we're just kidding, Amira.
Good morning, JV Show. Happy Friday. I just want to say that there's already over 100 people that was waiting in line at 5 o'clock this morning for Steph Curry at Safeway, and including my friends. So good luck to the people that are trying to get there right now. All right. Have a nice day. Bye.
All right. What? So if you missed it, we were just talking about how Steph Curry is going to be out this morning in just a matter of minutes at the Safeway on Cottle Road in San Jose. Might already be there because it says 9 to 10:30 this morning, and then he's going to be at the Costco on Raleigh Road from 11 to 1. And I imagine, yes, the crowds are probably very large to see Steph Curry because I was like, drop everything, go now. But it sounds like the line was already that big before very early this morning. So, but I'm sure they're going to get everybody in there. Get yourself some Plezi.
That's his new drink.
His new drink.
New hydration drink.
Get some Plezi.
All right. Say hi to Steffi. Fridays, we have Chidi in studio. Let's do a couple more of Chidi's tweets. Chidi, you tweet a lot. No offense. So Friday mornings, Graham does a dramatic reading.
Where the fine men at? please explain.
Why'd you say it like that?
It was all caps, you guys. It was all caps. Where the fine men at?
I think this is the time I went out last Friday out here in the city, and I was really drunk, and I think that's when I tweeted that because I didn't.
Everyone is ugly.
Yeah.
Wow.
Usually they get ugly. Like they just weren't my type.
Well, describe your type.
I really don't have one, but they just weren't it.
they were ugly.
Let me say this about Chidi. I don't even know your type. Because you liked Nick from Love Island.
Oh, he is fine, though.
No, he is not.
Jack Harlow's fine, too. Jordan Peele is fine.
Jordan Poole. Key and Peele.
I think I have some wine in my system.
Oh, jeez. The whole show's gone off the rails. All right, but what you're saying is everybody in the city's ugly.
That we're at that particular
establishment.
Yes.
Wow, Chidi, unimpressed. Where are the five men at? Did anybody respond to that tweet and be like, I'm right here?
No.
Okay.
Oh, because they were ugly too.
They weren't there. Yeah,
you shot them down too. Interesting. Drinking a whole bother of wine that wasn't yours is crazy and hella inconsiderate.
Oh my God. I think I was too mad to spell correctly.
What's a bother of wine?
Yeah, please. Bottle of wine is what I
bottle.
Meant. Yeah, I was angrily typing, so I think that's why I misspelled there.
Who drank your whole bother
my
of wine?
My cousin. It was the wine that you got me for my birthday, the ranch wine, and I was excited to drink it. He asked if he could take like a little bit, like, hey, can I take a sip? I was like, yeah, sure. I come down the next morning.
The whole bottle's gone.
Oh, I said, hell no. What? How do you drink a whole bottle of wine like that?
Yeah, I mean, drink somebody else's.
Yeah.
You can have a little taste if they offered you a taste. Exactly. And then maybe go back for a second taste. And then you realize it's delicious.
Shout out
to Bonterra. And then you drink a little bit more. And then it's gone.
I don't blame him. The ranch wine, that's what we drank this morning because it was on the chug wheel. It's so good.
Yeah. It's pretty good.
That's what he texted me. He was like, it was just too good. I'm sorry.
It's so good.
There
like
you go.
Juice. I didn't even get to taste it, so I don't know.
Shidi was very bothered about the bother of wine. Yeah, she's like, can I get another one? I was like, geez, it's been like 4 hours since I've seen you. Slow down. Getting a pedi and a mani and then going to get a facial.
Yes!
I don't, Chidi, I'm reading this tweet because this was, I think, right around your birthday time.
Oh, so this was
probably part of the birthday celebrations. But you had told us before that you were going for some kind of, what was that massage
Korean
thing she was going to get? The scrub?
Oh, yeah. How was that?
Did you do that?
I did not. They were booked up. So, sadly.
I thought you already had it scheduled and booked.
No.
That's what you said.
I thought I could book it, like, that day. But, no.
That's the thing we wanted to hear about because people were leaving talkbacks like, oh, man, it's watch out. You have to strip down naked and then they scrub, and they scrub everything.
Yeah. Don't worry. It's still on the list. I'm going to make an appointment because my cousin and then they're going to buy that or like purchase the spa thing for me.
And then sit there and watch?
Oh, no.
Creepy.
Whoa.
Like, super creepy.
This is not Alabama.
Got it.
Do you want to do one more?
Yeah, why not? They need to pay Republic Services so they can return back to work. Pay them what they want.
Wait, was your house
Chidi,
one of those?
Are you affected by the garbage strike?
It's been like a week and a half now, and our garbage is still out there waiting to be picked up.
Oh, so you've been,
the streets are smelling. It's bad.
It's just building up.
It's just building up. And then we have like an area where everyone's just dumping all their stuff. It smells so bad.
Garbage strikes never go on very long because, again, they hold all the power. Like, you don't want to pay us? Watch this. We stop collecting garbage and then see how the residents feel about it. Everybody gets very upset very quickly, but we know that more than close to 24 cities in the Bay Area all affected by this strike. And, yeah, there are some drop-off points.
Mm-hmm.
If your local city is one of those affected, you can look that up and figure out where you can bring your trash to drop
it off.
Have
you guys done that, or is everything just sitting at your house?
Yeah, we have done that. But there's still, like, everyone on my street, they're still... Things are pretty full. Their bins are still full.
Yeah.
And you live where in the Bay Area?
In Fairfield.
So outside of the Bay Area.
So like, close to the Bay Area.
It's right in the heart of the Bay Area.
It's really not the heart
of
the Bay.
North Bay.
Fairfield is not the heart of the Bay.
It's the North Bay. It's the Bay Area. So just watch out for that.
Anyways. Well, yeah, hopefully that thing. I know they were meeting yesterday, the union and the, and the Republic Services employees representatives were meeting yesterday, but I haven't heard about any resolution. So,
man.
Hopefully.
Oh my God.
Them, please.
Fingers crossed.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.